Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
To quote yesterday, it's Thanksgiving week. Who gives a damn? Our new motto. It's time to play.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Ra-da-da-da-da-da. Ra-ta-ta-ta-da. Little scat for you. This
Oh, whoa.
Scoot up. Boom.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Where is she? There's Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hello. Oh, boy.
Terry, are you ready for this?
You're caller 17.
I don't think so. You have way too much energy for me.
You are correct. That is the right answer.
You better strap in because it's about to get real and raw here on the Shock Jock Show.
I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Get out of here, Katie.
Bye.
Katie's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to rock?
Oh, boy.
All righty, let's go.
That is appropriate. Question 1. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith has officially shut down his investigations into Donald Trump now that he won the election. It's not because there isn't lots of evidence of election interference or dereliction of duty. It's just because he'll be president and is now protected from prosecution. Spell the word dereliction.
D-E-R-E-L-E-C-T-I-O-N.
Question 2. Actor Glenn Powell, who had a huge year and seems to be America's sweetheart, honestly, rewarded a guy who won a Glenn Powell lookalike contest in Texas. The winner won cash, but then Powell told him that he will get him into the new movie of his for a single shot to see if anybody notices. That's funny. Which was not a Glenn Powell movie released last year? Hitman, Twisters, or House of Spies?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Question 3. President Biden seems to be enjoying his time as a lame duck president now, and he had a lot of fun yesterday pardoning turkeys. He pardoned 2 turkeys named Peach and Blossom. What is a peach blossom?
Peach A tree.
In nature.
Oh, was a peach blossom?
Yeah.
A flower on a peach tree?
All righty. And question four. Researchers were working on an old lighthouse in Scotland, and they found something amazing. A message in a bottle that washed ashore. The note inside the bottle was dated 1892, and it seemed to be written by a teenage girl. What is the capital of Scotland?
Edinburgh.
Question five. Wiz Khalifa was performing and he had to stop his show to yell at a guy in the front row because the guy kept throwing cash at him on stage. Wiz was getting offended because he's not a stripper and he didn't want to be treated like one. I think that's so funny. If that guy threw $58 during the first song, $60 during the second song, and $43 during the third, what's the total he threw on stage?
Tell me the numbers again, I'm sorry.
58, 58, okay. 60, 60, and 43, 43.
151.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And on your way back, fix that television screen that's crooked. It's bothering me. And Terry, where are we off to today?
Heading to work.
And what do we do? What's where's work?
I work for the CHP.
For CHP. Oh, I love okay. that. All right. I love that.
No. Very, very boring office job.
Don't say that. Okay. Don't say that. It's not
still important.
It's very important. Yeah. How do you file a lot of tickets that Kevin has gotten?
Okay. No.
I enter in non-injury car accident reports. It's very boring.
Okay.
I type a name and an address, and then it's literally A-tap. That's all I do all day. It's very boring.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yes, that's true.
Until AI replaces you, which AI will replace everybody.
Which they could, because I'm sure a monkey could do my job.
All right.
Oh, Terry, come on.
This is not Terry energy. Yeah. I don't like it. You know? And you know what? Again, it's Thanksgiving week. Who gives a damn? Why don't you throw a couple goofy reports in there?
Ooh, yes. That's fun.
You know, just for fun. See if anybody notices.
I did have one where William Shatner was in the car accident.
Oh, my God. What? In our, you know what? We don't have time. Terry, I got to put you on hold, as interesting as that is. All right, Katie, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, he officially shut down his investigations into Donald Trump now that he won the election. And it's not because there's not evidence of election interference or dereliction of duty. It's just because he's going to be president, and now he's protected from prosecution. He did it. Spell the word dereliction.
Dereliction. Okay. D-E-R. Dare. E-L. Dereliction. I-C-T-I-O-N.
Wow. Yes.
Also, I believe it's pronounced dereliction. Dereliction.
I'll pronounce it however I want.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. Question two. Glenn Powell, America's sweetheart. He rewarded a guy who won a Glenn Powell lookalike contest. Now, the winner won cash from the actual contest, but then Glenn Powell contacted him and said, I'm going to get you into my next movie for one single shot just to see if anybody notices.
Oh, what silly goose.
Hysterical. which is not a Glenn Powell movie released in the last year, because he had a bunch of them. Hitman, Twisters, or House of Spies?
House of Spies
is right.
Okay.
That's right. Question three. President Biden, you know, he's having a lot of fun now that he's just a lame duck president, just goofing around.
Good for him.
Wearing his sunglasses, wandering into the jungle. Did you see that video?
No, but I did see him doing a press conference with his aviators on. Yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah. He pardoned turkeys yesterday, as the tradition goes, and the turkeys were named Peach and Blossom.
Okay.
What is a peach blossom?
Oh. Like a flower?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a flower on a peach tree. In question four, researchers were working on a old-ass lighthouse in Scotland, and they found a message in a bottle that was dated 1892.
Wow.
And it seemed to be written by a teenage girl. It was kind of hard to read, but they gathered it was a teenage girl.
Okay.
What is the capital of Scotland?
Come
on, these are your people.
Oh,
wow.
Scotland.
3 seconds.
I cannot think of a single city there.
Ugh. Edinburgh.
Oh. Edinburgh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Question five. Wiz Khalifa was performing, and he had to stop the show to yell at a guy in the front row because the guy kept throwing cash at him on stage like he was a stripper. Wiz Khalifa's like, I'm not a stripper. Don't treat me like I'm a stripper. Hysterical.
You know what?
Hysterical.
Everybody go ahead and treat me like a stripper. If you want to throw money at me, please understand. I won't be offended. I'll just think you're stupid and I'll take your money.
I think it's, if you've got the money to just throw around like that, what a hysterical trolling of somebody that throws money at strippers. Like, throw money at them like they're a stripper.
I guess.
There you go. Pick it up. Now you pick it up. Make it clap, Wiz. If he threw $58 at Wiz Khalifa during the first song,
okay,
$60 at him during the second song,
okay,
and $43 at him during the third.
I love that he's got ones.
Yeah, of course. What's the total being thrown at Wiz Khalifa like he's a stripper?
161.
Oh my God, Kevin. What's going on?
She's off the chain.
She is off the chain.
I don't know if I'm that off the chain. It was pretty simple.
All right, Terry, are you there?
Yes.
Final score, you guys both got 4.
Oh.
Katie wins. Katie wins. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot. And Terry, tell us what we got to hear.
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart as Katie, indeed. Have a good day, and your job is important. Everybody's job is important, except for ours.